The long Halloween is over.
Hello, and welcome to the Zero Year Podcast, where I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing, and I'm learning along the way. I am your detective, your host, your sincere Batman apologist, Ty, and today we are talking about The Long Halloween, Chapter 11. Can we guess what the chapter of 11 is? The Roman holiday. That is correct. The puppet master hanging over the cape, the cake with his creepy looking hands, colored like a classic, you know, I don't know what they're called. The people who control the freaking puppets, the puppet master. Oh, Jesus. This issue was released in October of 1977. Some of the characters in this issue are Batman, Harvey Dent, Gilda Dent, James Gordon, Carmine Falcone, Carla Vitti, who dies, Sophia Falcone, Sal Maroney, Vernon Wells, Holiday, Barbara Eileen Gordon, and the Riddler. And the synopsis goes as following. In the Dent family basement, Gilda confronts an angry Harvey. She's found a modified .22 exactly like the ones that Holiday uses. He claims it is a piece of evidence. Gilda seems suspicious that he would bring evidence home with him. Harvey claims it is a regular occurrence and storms off. It is the second in the middle of the day. Batman has come to a dive bar in Gotham looking for the Riddler, the only person Holiday has left alive. Since Batman is not nearly as intimidating in daylight, the bartender attacks the Batman and is forced to clean out the bar. He discovers the sole I always see words and I just get them mixed up because I want to say patron. He discovers the sole patron left conscious is an inebriated Riddler. Batman asks Riddler if he saw Holiday on April Fool's Day. Riddler dodges the question. Batman asks what the Riddler was doing in the Romans building in the first place. Riddler informs him that Falcone wanted Enigma to take on the killings and didn't like the masked criminal's answer. Riddler suggests he was left alive as an April Fool's prank. Batman suggests that his foe was left alive because Carmine Falcone wanted the world to know he was looking for Holiday. Carmine Falcone is in his study. His sister Carla is furious that he had hired Poison Ivy, Riddler, Scarecrow, and Mad Hatter. Carmine informs her that he doesn't need to explain himself to her. Carmine's daughter, Sophia, enters and informs them, the siblings, that they're ready. Sal the Boss Maroney is frisked and escorted through the courtroom where he is prepared to testify against Falcone. Dent's corrupt assistant Vernon arrives and gives Maroney a bottle of stomach medicine. Maroney expresses disbelief that Dent suddenly cares about his ulcer but takes the bottle. Harvey Dent calls Maroney to take the stand. It is revealed that Sophia was calling her father and aunt downstairs for the Romans' birthday celebration. Maroney begins confessing to murders. He complains of his ulcer. Dent acts like this is the first time he's heard of the ailment. Dent asks the crime lord if he committed the murders under direct orders from Carmine the Roman Falcone. Maroney begins a coughing fit. He reaches for his bottle of medicine, uncaps it, and hurls the content at the district attorney's face. Carmine Falcone blows out the candles on his birthday cake. Dent writhes in agony. Maroney informs Dent that the acid he's hurled is strong enough to eat through cement. He mocks his victim as he's dragged out of the courtroom. A disguised Bruce Wayne is horrified by the scene. At the hospital, a surgeon enters the waiting room to find Gilda Dent and the Gordons. He informs them that Harvey is gone. He clarifies that he means that literally as an escaped before he topples lifelessly into Jim Gordon's arms with a scalpel lodged in his back. Carla is looking through the records of the Gotham coroner as the shadowy figure of the Holiday arrives, shoots her dead. She falls among the piles of the scattered files. Chapter 11, what do I think? Less personal. Well, there is some personal stuff. I really like this spread of Gilda Dent looking on with like this almost sad impression. Her eyes kind of paint it. And then you see Harvey Dent in his basement, and the way he's colored looks like he has bags under his eyes. Like, this is clearly getting to him. He's exhausted. He's ready to put this all behind him. And Gilda's left in the dent. Gilda is left in the dent. Gilda is left in the basement all alone. Kind of has how she's been this entire time. She demands Dent, Harvey, to tell her the truth. And he doesn't. And she kind of takes that to heart. Of course, we get the puniest Riddler of all time again, drinking his little green shots. And we get more riddles that, in my opinion, just aren't the greatest riddles. I do like this twist. The twist, I feel like, makes the chapter. The fact that Maroni's getting antacid medication, but it turns into literal acid. And this courtroom spread is literally the scene from The Dark Knight, where instead Harvey Dent punches the dude and goes, what does he say? Something, you should have bought American. And then he says, but Your Honor, I'm not finished yet. That's very reminiscent of this entire thing. And like rewatching The Dark Knight after this, I was kind of like, oh man, it would have been so cool if he became just Two-Face right away. But I do like the illusion there. Also, like, the symmetry between Harvey taking a step back, he's on the right side of the panel, before the acid goes in his face, and Carmine, who's on the left side, both looking in, where the acid hits his face and Carmine is blowing out his candles, is some really intriguing stuff. Like, and even more so, I alluded to this when I started the episode, Carmine Falcone leaning over the cake, and he looks like he's a puppet master. Like, literally, you know, his hands are these shadowy figures. It looks like the hand from, like, the Super Smash game or something. So that's kind of the impression I'm getting there. Also, this one panel that's, like, red and black where he's holding his face and you just see his eye, it says, "I will never forget the sounds of his screaming." It's just like, holy shit, dude. Like, what the hell? And then Harvey Dent murders a surgeon. Like, okay, I guess we found our holiday, huh? Maybe. Like, Jesus, who knew that Harvey Dent was so capable of murder in the first place? Maybe he's of two minds or something. It's almost as if, like, the art's been alluding to that in the first place. So I do like this chapter. It kind of shows almost where everybody's at in the story. Batman is running around trying to find answers. He still has no answers. Carmine Falcone's plan is working to absolute perfection thus far. And, of course, Harvey Dent, once again, is over here paying the price for almost his lack of vision, dare I say. He's so quick to try to put Holiday away, are so quick to end all of this and pin it on Carmine Falcone that he loses vision and sight of like how Gordon and Batman would think. Because they would be mildly suspicious if Maroni walked in and was like, "Hey, Batman, I wanna rat on Carmine Falcone." It's like they would at least question it. And then, of course, now Carla Vitti, she's dead. So Carla's dead. Alberto's dead. You know, is Gigante Sophia gonna die? The Carmine Falcone name is just falling off the map. Like, they're being replaced by these criminals he hired, you know. But apparently, according to this chapter, he's the puppet master still pulling the strings. And apparently, he's better for that. So, really, really loose chapter, pretty centered around the Harvey Dent court case scene, which is really great in my opinion. And that stuff makes the chapter, but not a lot narratively moving the story forward. It's just the moment that really needs to happen and before the last two chapters, because this book has set up so many other things. So the next chapter is called Labor Day, and it's of a shattered picture frame with Harvey Dent with his hand towards the camera and a bat holding up the frame, I guess. And the splash page to the right is Harvey Dent's eye and then Two-Face's eye. And it says, "What are you? What are you?" So it kind of alludes to, I don't know. He's looking right at us, you know, some intriguing stuff. I don't know. So with that being said, if you can follow me at Zero Year Podcaster on Steelbook Daddy. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, compliments, bitches, complaints about the show, you can comment them. You can message me as well. We're almost done with the Long Halloween. That is correct. And then we will cover all of Batman Ego in one fell swoop, probably. And then we will start with Scott Snyder's New 52 Batman run all the way to Tom King's Rebirth. Now, when it comes to the New 52, I'm going to try to do the entire Bat family. I know the Court of Owls was a gigantic event, and I do have the Court of Owls Deluxe Edition trade paperback and everything else. So I do want to do everything, including Batman and the Bat family, because it's equally just as important. There's a lot of character building there, and I want to get to know the Bat family a bit more. So with that being said, stay out of the shadows!